Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us.
And you're
us.
Saying they'll win game six.
Well, I said six, so that would be it.
You got to stick to it.
I can't imagine this thing would go seven. Except now, why wouldn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, if I said team's six, gonna I got to stick to if, it. If you're going to play that way at home, then you just stretch it to seven.
Yep. Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you guys. Great program.
Brian.
I'm saying hi to Dan. I'm saying hi to you as well. Great work. But before we start, Jeff, I never make a pronunciation correction because, you know, we in Missouri, we don't know how to pronounce anything. But you did three syllables on Rattler.
Rattler. It's Rattler.
Yeah. It's Rattler. Yeah, that's right.
That's a tough, tough name. Isn't that a tough name?
That's a tough name.
It's
so
a tough name.
The trick is, and we do this in high school football.
Rattler.
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 Just say it as fast as you can. Rattler. Hit the first letter and get out of it as fast as you can.
That's correct.
That's how you do it.
But I don't want you guys to agree with me because it'll probably cost you your job, and I don't want you guys to get into that world.
Yeah, we like our jobs.
Are
you hiring? How much you paying?
No, I wish. Hey, but they quit. If you were set with Charles Barkley or Shaq or anybody that played in the NBA, and you watched those two games, this is what they both would say: that team quit. They didn't get beat. They quit. And the question now is, why did they quit? And then the question is, who are they sending the message to? And that's why, Jeff, I don't think they're going to win this series, because they not only embarrass themselves, which is in the NBA is a no-no. You do not embarrass yourself like that. You get into fights. You will do anything. You know, you said last week, Jeff, that one of the best playoff players the Cavs have had is Delonte West. I guarantee you, if Delonte West was playing and the Cavs were playing that bad, there would be a fight out there on the court to get them to do what needs to be done. This team has no soul. And I'll tell you three players. I'm just going to name them. I apologize, but I know I'm right. Garland is soft. Mobley is soft. LeVert is soft. These guys are not playoff players. And two of them will never be. I hope Mobley will be. But two of them, did you see how I didn't even know the name of the guard, would just take Garland down in the paint, and Garland would give up, just gave up.
Jay
and then
Sons?
Wagner, yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah,
Wagner just manhandled Mobley, just blew by him. I felt the referee felt sorry for Mobley one time, and they called a charge on Wagner, and it wasn't. But the question is, they embarrassed themselves, and they are embarrassing the administration.
Bill, you think they win the series or no?
Absolutely not. It's going to hit. It's going to be over pretty soon.
And all right, Bill. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, buddy. Terry's in Cleveland. Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Well, how are you guys doing this AM? So your last caller just called. I'm going to call them Pillsbury Dough guys because, you're not just going to get bullied on the boards like that. Like, you field goal rules, 14 for 72, offensive rebounds, two offensive rebounds, guys. Like, that shows you just what the Knicks did to us when it came down to it. We are not aggressive and really, like, tough. I ain't saying that you have to be this mouthy type of guy and everything. I see why they brought Morrison in, but they're not playing him as a role like that, it seems like. But all them guys are just getting bullied. I got to call them soft Pillsbury dough guys. They're just not them type of guys that when the level is up, they're not going to up that level. They might try to up their play level, but them guys are really soft. And I'm a Cleveland sports fan. I rep it. I'm going to ride with these guys all the way out. Hopefully we can get it in Game 7. I can't even say Game 6 because it seems like we don't have nothing going in Orlando but blowouts. That's all I have to say, guys.
All right, Terry. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
I can't imagine that they go to Orlando in Game 6 and play as poorly as they did in Games 3 and 4. I can't imagine it, except guess what? We have no evidence to the contrary.
Do yourself a favor. Turn it off at halftime.
Rick's in Euclid. Hey, Rick.
Hey Rick. Jeff, Andy, how you guys doing?
We're great.
You're good.
Thanks, Rick.
You know what's crazy? I've been listening to this, and I agree with most people. It's been an embarrassment the last 2 games. JB, I've been screaming for him to get fired, but nothing you can do right now. But one thing about it is they can't continue to shoot this bad. I mean, their shooting is just terrible. And they're too good a team of shooters to continue to shoot this bad. I firmly believe they're going to come out tomorrow. They're going to come out with more intensity. But I think they're going to shoot much better. And I think that will help. You know,
let me give you some stats behind that, Rick, to back you up. You ready?
Yeah.
They are the second lowest scoring team in the playoffs, fourth lowest field goal percentage at 42.9, yeah. And they're the worst 3-point shooting team in the playoffs right now at under 27%.
Yes, and they're, you know, they just can't continue to shoot that bad, you know, but. I can't explain it, but, you know, sometimes in playoff basketball, and whether people like it or not, I hate to use this, and it's not an excuse, they are still a young team, and they do go through, and there's extremes. There's extremes sometimes in playoff basketball. Look at that Clippers game yesterday.
That was nuts, Rick.
Dallas came back from 30 points down. I mean, it's crazy. But that's the extremes of NBA playoff basketball. And
Rick,
I tell you what,
yeah.
let me say one more thing. If they do come out of this and they go to the next round, regardless of what happens, and I know people don't want to hear it, it would still be an improvement because you made it to the second round.
Rick, that's valid. Desmond's valid. In New York City. Dez.
Hey, Dez.
Hey, Dez.
Nice job by your Knicks.
Thank you. That was a great game. Did you would really think it would be an improvement just to make the second round?
Well,
JB's job's on the line. Even if you get out of this, I think he's still in trouble.
No, why? Just to get smoked? I mean, I think that's what the GM and the organization is hanging its hat on. We made it to the second round. I think that's what they're going for. But you're not making. I think the Magic got you in six here. But what's his name? Mosley. He made great adjustments. He changed his lineup. He saw what's going on, and they haven't looked back since he changed that lineup. And you know,
but just one simple change, even in the starting lineup.
Yeah, there's no score. Andy, you predicted a sweep.
Well, the way they were playing the first 2 games, I haven't seen them play that well since the 18-2 run. And you know what? They choked. So, bigger question for you is: you want the Canes or the Islanders? Who do you want?
Islanders.
Okay. I still think Carolina wins that series, though.
Let's talk about the other series.
Okay.
Cavs in six, well, Dez? Or am I nuts?
You're nuts. Magic in six. Right. I think I don't even think Donovan plays the next game.
Boy, that and Dez, thank you very much for the phone call. I'd hate to think that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But
go play.
He took four shots in the second half and didn't score a point.
If he's not going to make an excuse for being hurt, and when we all think he is, I can't see him not playing, at least doing something.
I hate to say this. He better be hurt. If he's not hurt, you have a bigger issue than him being hurt.
I still think he's got a cracked or busted rib or something.
Maybe.
Zero shots in the fourth quarter. That, to me, is the most eye-opening. Zero in the fourth.
Would you guys agree? If he's not hurt, there's a bigger issue than him being hurt.
Yes. I'll agree with that.
Greg's in North Canton.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Greg?
Well, you know, Wendell Carter is playing the Isaiah Hartenstein role again. Put Wendell Carter up next to Mobley and Jared Allen. Allen and Mobley look like they dwarf in comparison to him. And I don't see him guarding any. All I see him doing is clogging up the middle of the lane. That's why you can't get below the foul line. Guy 6'11", 260. When they moved him into the lineup, I don't even know why Isaacs was even starting in the first two games. But we can't do anything. Mobley and Allen got to do something to move him off the ball. And the bad thing is he shoots the three at 38%, and he may force you to guard him out there. That's been the single biggest move of the series.
It's been it was a nice adjustment by Jamal Mosley, by the way, former Cavs assistant. He was here under Byron Scott, and a good guy. And he put Isaac back on the bench, which is where he'd been coming off the bench and been terrific, and it's working. At least it did in Orlando. Bro is in Cleveland.
Bro, what's up?
Is that a given name, Bro?
Bro. You know, he's like, just saying, like, hey, bro. But my name, they call me Bro.
You're typing in Bro. It's Bro, right? It's first, the second one. Bro.
First time, long time, man. I'm telling you this how I feel, man. And JB, man, for him to be a coach's son all the last couple years, man, I've been crying to see, like, some coaching, like, some strategy to sets and stuff. But yesterday, the other day, they went on a 39-5 run without a timeout being called. Like, they could have stopped that run if he would have just simply challenged the play when Donovan got called for the offensive foul when Strus hit the three, which I don't believe was a foul. But you got to protect your team. Like, and then if you look at it, like the team he put in at the end when he cleared the bench, where was Isaac Okoro all day long? He been hitting threes, five-step three. And if you saw in the huddle, Tristan looked up. He looked over JB's shoulder at the rest of the team to see how was the team looking and taking this coaching. And Tristan just was looking like, oh, man, it's bad. But it's coaching, man, to me, man. It's like you got to protect the team. You got one job to keep everything going, to not let the run get to a 39 or 41-5 run. You could have stopped that. He did not call a timeout the whole third quarter. And then at the fourth quarter, what you looking at? What you looking for from the guys at that point? They're drained. You left them out there the whole quarter to get a run, which you could have stopped it at any time.
Bra, thanks. Did I get it right that time, Andy?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. Good. Got to make sure you get it right.
We got to work on it.
You really do.
Yeah.
We're going to talk Cavs all throughout the show. So if you'd like to hang on, please do. If you'd like to keep listening and call back later to talk Cavs, great. Browns had the draft over the weekend. Not just the Browns, the entire NFL. Scott Petrak, Chronicle-Telegram, breaks it down with us next, because did the Browns do the right thing in rounds 2 and 3? It's Baskin and Phelps on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.